It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, a very happy day after Christmas to all of you out there listening in radio land, and welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack, at Bob Black 71. As we go forward in this day and you want to tweet anything that's out there, you can flash me pictures of your gifts and nice stuff that you got and Christmas trees and all the various different things that go along with it. Hope you had a wonderful celebration yesterday. Hope you're continuing it today and having that turkey hangover and maybe some other kind of hangover as well. I got the turkey one, not the other one. But hope you really, really enjoyed your holiday. And we're here again to talk about the world of sports. And it was a big Christmas day all the way around and a big weekend in the world of sports as well. So we're going to bring it to you. We're going to have Herman Moore, hopefully, at 45 after hour number two. So we will be talking to him as well about state of the NFL and all that kind of good stuff. And for those of you out there who got to kick back and relax a little bit, hope you enjoyed it. Hope the bellies were a little more full. And for those of you who are maybe relaxing a little bit, hope you got invited somewhere and God looked down on you and made sure that you were taken care of on that special day. So with that being said, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, here we always talk about the various different ways and devices that you can get this show and all the programming here on the network. I got a new device yesterday. No, it wasn't a phone. I got a Fire Stick, so I'm joining the 21st century. That was cool. So now all I have to do is jailbreak it, and then I can install it, and that'll be fun too. You know, let's not forget, and we talk about this all the time, the guys and girls that are out there, and many of them don't get to celebrate Christmas with their families. They're serving us either in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, you name it. All the first responders as well. They get no days off on the holidays. At least a lot of them don't. So let's remember them. And if you see somebody walking on the street today and they're in a uni, regardless of what it is, go up and thank them. You know, some of them had a rough day yesterday. All right, we're going to tap out right here. We come back. More fun here on The Attack.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, good times, good times, good times. And hopefully you had them yesterday. You know, we talk about it all the time. Just, you know, you got to appreciate what you got when you got it, because sometimes it's gone. And, you know, look, it's, you know, not everybody has the luxury of celebrating with the families and all that kind of good stuff. And so if you got the opportunity, that's pretty cool. And glad you got to do it. Same thing in the world of sports. I mean, these guys, they, you know, they got to work Christmas. Man, you know, they're well compensated, and many of them are used to it. Not a big fan of the holiday sports thing, but I get it. I understand why people do it. You know, I can think of better ways to spend the holidays, but, you know, and they always sell out the arenas and everything, and it's fun. I mean, I guess if you get early Christmas tickets to somewhere and, you know, Hanukkah gifts and all that kind of good stuff, and, you know, well, guess what? That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And by the way, a nice Christmas story. Arizona Diamondback prospect Pavin Smith, and he filmed it, which was really cool, paid off his parents' house with his bonus money. He just gave him the house. Paid off the mortgage. You know, he signed with Arizona back in June, got a $5 million bonus, and took care of it. And, you know, that's pretty cool. And the bonus matched the slot value, and he was a player in Virginia. Hit 342, 13 home runs, 77 RBIs. That's pretty impressive. So, you know, after he got drafted, 42 games, 318, 27 RBIs with Class A Hillsboro Hops. So, nice story. I looked at the video before we went on today, and it was pretty nice. The parents broke down. The sister broke down. It was, you know, I mean, granted, he could do it, and that's cool. Not everybody can, but pretty darn nice Christmas gift. Nice payoff there. As far as the actual sports on Christmas Day, I'll tell you what, they started off in the, you know, there was a little bit of separation at the end with the Knicks, but Philadelphia and the Knicks, you were looking at two teams that literally going forward, the East, you know, they can talk about it all they want, but the process is working in Philadelphia. And the two throw-ins that came in the Carmelo Anthony deal for the Knicks are making a pretty big statement that they belong on this team in the future. Maybe not Dougie McDermott. We'll find out. You know, he's an okay role player. But Enes Kanter, I call him Enes, but I believe it is Enes. He's going to be around. And the Knicks are not going to get rid of him. Yeah, I believe he's up this year, and I'll find that out on the break. But they've got a really nice 1-2 punch going on. Porzingis is not shooting the ball particularly well right now for the Knicks. He had 22 points, 6-19 from the field, and 9-14 from the free throw line. And quite frankly, that was the difference in the ball game. He just did not make free throws when it mattered. But Enes Kanter was 12 of 21, 11 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds, 22 in total. and 31 points. I mean, yeah, you know, the bench was not particularly effective. Kyle Quinn really had no answer for Joel Embiid. Tilakina was okay. Ron Baker was okay. Michael Beasley shot 50% basically, but it was not the impact that he's been recently. And Philadelphia pulled away down the stretch. Dario Saric did not have a particularly good game, but he came up big at the end when it mattered. J.J. Redick dropped 24. And Courtney Lee was really no answer for him. Covington was eh, but T.J. McConnell off the bench had a big impact. 15 points. He was 6 of 11 shooting. And Joel Embiid is a beast. I mean, he just is. There is no answer for him in the National Basketball Association when he's on the court. Question is, when he's on the court. He was a plus 25 yesterday, going along with his 25 points and his 16 total rebounds. He was an impact guy. And there really is no answer for him. Again, a fun, fun game that literally Sixers pulled away in the last minute. They had more juice going down the stretch than the Knicks did. Knicks looked a little tired. But a really good game. And as I was saying, the future really in many ways of the Eastern Conference. Now, these guys, everybody's young on both these teams. I mean, you know, some of the role players, obviously, but I'm talking about the people for the future. And when you look at Ben Simmons and you look at Joel Embiid and you look at Saric and you look at a lot of the people on there that have gone through the quote-unquote process, you're talking about teams going forward that are going to be impacting the conference. Now, it may happen for both of these teams this year. Maybe one of them sneaks into the playoffs. Maybe both of them don't. And that's entirely possible. Knicks are a game over 500, but they've played a lot of games at home, and they're sitting in the 8 hole right now. They have a tiebreaker with Miami, but, you know, who cares? We're not even a third of the way through the season. But when you start looking at the Eastern Conference and you look at how well Toronto is playing, and, oh, yeah, they're sitting on top of the conference right now. You look at Boston, and they're struggling a little bit after the hot start. But, you know, 5-5 in their last 10. Cleveland, Indiana's playing first-rate basketball. Another throw-in situation with Victor Oladipo and Sabonis, and they're the fourth best team in the conference right now, tied with Detroit. Wizards won yesterday. Pretty good. Bucks are playing okay, and once they get everybody acclimated and Jabari Parker comes back and he's having an impact and all that kind of good stuff, I think they're going to be a team to be dealt with. And then you look at the next grouping, and it's the Knicks and the Heat and the Sixers. You know, Brooklyn has starting to fall away after playing some pretty good ball to start out with. But those four teams, or three teams, I should say. And then you look for Charlotte to make a run, but they don't look like they're particularly that good this year, and we'll find out. But, you know, everybody's playing pretty good basketball in the conference except the Hawks. Orlando's all kinds of banged up. And Chicago's, we've talked about, after getting off to a horrific start, is actually playing really good basketball behind Mirotic. So, you know, you're looking at younger teams, and right now they're behind some teams that it has been anticipated for a while that were going to start coming on and having an impact. But, you know, like I said, maybe not this year, but certainly next year, you're going to be dealing with a couple of teams in the Knicks and the 76ers that were and are going to be the future in that conference. And Philadelphia fans, it was a long road. You trusted the process. You're still going to have ups and downs. And one telling stat yesterday on ESPN when they were showing it was the fact that, you know, Sixers are 1-7. We're now, 1-7 when Embiid is not in the lineup. They just don't win. Knicks are in the same boat with Porzingis. They don't win either when he's not in the lineup. So the priority, obviously, is keeping both of them healthy because they do miss a lot of time. Keep them on the court, get the right pieces around them, and away you go. And I'll tell you, you get those two guys and they're in place, you're gonna make the playoffs and then some. You're gonna make noise as well. Both teams, you know, they're in the same thing. Gotta just keep it healthy. Keep it healthy, you'll keep winning. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll, you know, back to the future. More basketball. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Jim Morrison, still dead. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, NBA, and that's what we're talking about. We'll get to some NFL. That's all good. Tis all good. But yesterday was the stage for the NBA, same way Thanksgiving is for the NFL. And, again, good games. all the way around. As a matter of fact, really, there were no stinkers in this. A little bit with Minnesota and the Lakers, but I think everybody was burned out by that point anyway, and Lonzo didn't play and all that stuff. So, and oh, by the way, let's not give that Rookie of the Year award to Ben Simmons just quite yet, because Kyle Kuzma's having something to say about it, and rightfully so. God, that kid is good. He truly is. But that being said, back to the scores that were, and Golden State pulled away from Cleveland at the back end in game number two, 99-92. And, you know, again, you look at two of the premier teams in the league, there's absolutely no question that Golden State's going to make another run. Houston will have something to say about that. San Antonio will have something to say about that. There's going to be other teams that will have stuff to say about that as well. But without Steph and basically being led by Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, they took care of their business at home, and Cleveland just didn't have enough. And you can see what's going on with Cleveland, and it's no knock on Jose Calderon. He's been around forever, and he's been okay in his entire tenure in the National Basketball Association. But the reality is they need Isaiah Thomas handling the rock when LeBron James is not. And they need to be able to get some of these guys off the court and still have an offensive presence, because they would love to be able to have LeBron sit every once in a while and have Jeff Green go in there and give him a 10-minute blow. But the reality is, when LeBron is not on the court, nobody is capable of handling the offense and making sure that the scorers that are remaining on the court, like Kevin Love, get the basketball. Or Dwayne Wade when he's in there. Or Kyle Korver, their sharpshooter. And so waiting for Isaiah has become the name of the game in Cleveland. And once he does, I think you will see LeBron's minutes drop a little bit, although I thought that last year too, and it didn't happen. But, you know, superhuman though he is at 32 years of age, they need to preserve him a little bit. But they have to have somebody that can run the offense and be the scorer and be the machine guy. And they don't have it on that team. I mean, Kevin Love had 31 points last night, and he is a premier scorer in this league, but he doesn't handle the basketball. It has to be gotten to him in the correct spots. And he had a monster game last night, 18 boards, 31 points. Shooting was eh, but basically did okay. LeBron, in his 40, had 20, 6 assists and 6 rebounds, and he actually looked human going down the stretch. He looked tired. West Coast travel, the whole 9 yards. They just don't have enough without Isaiah Thomas in there. And I think, to be fair about it, I think it's a fair assessment that if for some reason they get, deep, once they do make the playoffs, there are teams in the East that can knock them off. I think that's more than fair as they stand right now. Going forward, maybe not. Maybe they'll be able to still put out the fires in the East and get themselves going forward. But as it's constituted right now, probably not. Because there's too many other good teams that are right there. So, we'll see how it plays out once Isaiah's back in the fold. And what direction it takes and how long it takes for him to assimilate and, everything else that goes on. And it does take time for these guys. So we'll see. But you saw the weaknesses last night, and they played a very good game. It's not to take anything away from them. Also to not take anything away from our friends over at, Golden State, because they did the job. And again, without Steph, Durant just took the team over. And anybody that thinks, and I love this, I lived in Oklahoma City for a long, long time, but I'll tell you something. I just love the response out of people. And this is why fans don't do what we do for a little. Well, some do actually, but you can't, at least I can't, blame Durant for making the jump to Golden State. Well, you should have tried to win one with Russ. Well, he felt they had gone as far as they were going to go together. Got to the finals. That's it. Boop, da, boop. Didn't get over the top. Could they have done it? I suppose. But it was a cast of two. And the way their games were structured, Russ had the rock when he decided to give it up. It went to Durant. Durant knew at that point he had to get his shot, because if it went back to Russ, he wasn't getting the ball back. That Russ was going to try to break down the defense, and which he's, one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. And that was it. So they said, well, Durant went to a team that had already won a championship, and it was tainted. And it wasn't. In reality, had Draymond not gone bonehead, they would have been back to back. And then win again last year. Do you blame somebody for wanting to win, to get rings? And I swear, when he finally retires, that's going to be the conversation, regardless of how many titles they win. They win another one this year, it's going to be the same thing. Well, he jumped on the bandwagon. There are no guarantees. Steph's out right now. Everybody saw the highlight on that, or low light, as the case may be, on that ankle. It could have been a lot worse. He could have fractured it. He's sitting. Fortunately for them, they have the depth to get out there and do it. But you look at who's contributing to them right now. And I think this is the brilliance of Golden State. Guys like Jordan Bell and Patrick McCaw is a rookie who came in, and is contributing. Is he a long-term star for this team? Probably not. But they're getting contributions out of him. And they still get contributions out of JaVale, and they still get contributions out of Zaza and Iguodala and David West. And these guys all fit into the piece of the puzzle. They recognize what's going on there at Golden State, and they fit. In other incarnations on other teams, they might not have, and they would be complaining about their playing time and everything else. You pitch here in Golden State, you're gone. Because they got a system. And Durant wanted to be part of that system. He viewed it as a better opportunity to win than he had in OKC, even though he was playing one of the five best players in the game. Well, he made the choice. That's not jumping on the bandwagon. That's wanting to win basketball games. People in OKC, they're never going to forgive him, and that's fine. But for jumping ship, yeah, okay, you want to be ticked about that. Yeah, that's fine. The fact that he went to win, because it wasn't about money. He'd have gotten more money where he was playing. So, it wasn't about cash. It was about rings. And yesterday he led that team to victory because it was his game at the end. And, people have talked about the fact, has the torch been taken away from LeBron and passed? No. I think it gets handed back and forth between he and LeBron. I think there's days when LeBron is the best player in the world, and I think there's days when Durant is the best player in the world. And you even saw it in the game yesterday. And at the end, Durant was a little bit better. You know, people forget. I mean, this kid, the first year, well, the first 2 years, actually, he was in, playing under PJ, they had him playing the two guard. You know? I mean, you talk about being out of position. Now he's where he belongs. He's a legit 6'11 dude. And he's, the, you know, arguably the best player in the game. If he's not number one, he's certainly number two. Well, we'll go to do a number two, and we'll be right back. Yeah, maybe not.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. He actually made an appearance here in New York, a surprise appearance with Billy Joel in the city. And my friend was there at the concert. She was very impressed. But 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, again, it's NBA talk right now. We'll dive into National Football League. Not as much relevance, a lot more of the playoff spots being decided and everything. Certain teams going out. Dallas. I'm sorry I did that out loud. I'm not supposed to root. But again, you know, wrapping up Cleveland Golden State, a really good basketball game with two of the premier teams and the two premier players. Steph won his MVP. He's not as good. You know, you want to throw Harden into the mix, that's fine. But when you pull the disappearing act in the playoffs that he pulled last year, literally playing the worst playoff game for a superstar that I've ever seen. It was like he tanked. You can't have him in the conversation. You just can't. He's one of the top five, but he ain't one or two. Not after a performance like that. No, sir. So, you know, it's there. Because I'm telling you, it once they step off, and you know, everybody thinks Durant is a kid. You know, he still has that baby face look about him and everything. But honestly, he's 29 years old. You know, he is literally right in the heart of his prime, right in the prime. So, you know, and LeBron is probably the most underappreciated star in the history of the sport. I mean, you can go back to some of the old school and, you know, people, of course, you didn't have the national coverage that you do now, the blanket coverage that goes on. And people talk about Oscar, and if you didn't see him play, and I did, he was amazing. But, you know, in today's world, with seeing these guys all the time, well, you know, LeBron is, if you don't appreciate LeBron, you really don't know much about the sport, quite frankly. And I know people hate him, and, you know, that's fine. People hated Wilt, too. Yeah. He made it look ridiculously easy. He just, you know, didn't have enough support around him most of the time. Celtics were just better. But that didn't take away from the greatness. You know, Oscar only had one ring. You know, nobody said he had shortcomings. You know, he just didn't have a good enough supporting cast around him. They were never able to do it. You know, you could say that about a lot of teams in the NBA back then, because it was all about the Celtics. Speaking of, they got whooped last night on their home court. And this was probably the game that, you know, you want to say there was a little bit of separation. Washington leading 30-24. You know, 2-point lead at halftime. And they really, Boston was around, but you never really got the sense that they were going to win the basketball game. And a big-time game out of their, big games out of their starters. And the Celtics, they have flaws. And I mean real flaws. And it's not to say that they're not going to be in a position to perhaps win when it comes down to winning the conference. But as you saw last year when they were playing Chicago, and Chicago had them on the ropes to the point of they were going to win that series until Rajon Rondo got hurt, some of those same flaws still exist with the Celtics. When they're not getting any level of production out of their guys in the middle, and I don't mean scoring a bunch of points or, you know, being dominant on the boards. I'm talking about playing just solid basketball. You know, not superstar basketball, solid basketball. It forces Horford back inside where he's completely out of position. He's played it his whole career. You know, and I've beaten this drum to death. But at this point in his career, the physical toll that it has taken, I mean, he's a 31-year-old big man now. Well, this is where it starts to fall off. Now, he's still spot on with his career line. It doesn't look like he's decreasing, but the physical beating that he takes from going up against legit 7 foot, 275, 300 pound guys has taken its toll. He's not a rim protector. He just can't do that. And so the interior defense, they play collectively great team defense in Boston, but the interior defense gets exposed once in a while. Aaron Baines had a horrible game yesterday. He didn't even belong on the court yesterday. So they went smaller. And they went completely small with their lineup, and Wizards were just better. You know, like I said, if you ask yourself why Marcus Smart is on this basketball team, when he starts playing against seven-footers like he did against Porzingis the other night, that's why. They will put him up against anybody the same way they used to put Tony Allen back in the day, up against anybody on the court. And play them defensively. Fearless. Yesterday, they just didn't have the answer. And the answer for the Wizards was their starting lineup. Right down the line. Morris, Otto Porter Jr. dropped 20. Marcin, 10 boards, 11 points. John Wall, 8 of 19. He shot the ball relatively well for 21 points, 14 assists. And Bradley Beal dropped 25. And Kelly Oubre off the bench did the job. And it's funny, Washington struggled a little bit. You know, they're 19-15, and they're certainly a better basketball team than that. But I still think part of it, first of all, Wall and Beal tolerate each other. They don't particularly like each other. But they have learned to play together on the basketball court. But the decisions in the offseason that Wall made about Otto Porter Jr. and Kelly Oubre, more Otto Porter, though, has to have caused dissent in that locker room. Otto Porter's a solid player. He's a 15-point guy. And he'll get you, you know, six and a half rebounds. And it's not a black hole when his hands are on the basketball. He's not a superstar. He's a very good defensive player who has a solid offensive game, not a great offensive game. That's who he is. And he's still figuring it out, too. I mean, he's only in his fifth year now. And he's trying to get a handle on what his career is going to be. Well, the ball's in the hands of John Wall. So when John gets him the basketball, sometimes he brings it up. Sometimes he, you know, is not as effective as he needs to be. But Wall making the comment about getting a star small forward when they were after, you know, a couple of players in free agency did not sit well. And Oubre Jr. falls into the same category as well. Now, you know, here's a guy that potentially has more offense in him than Otto Porter, but he's not as good defensively. And he's super young. I mean, this is year two for him. So they're going to find out how well he can play, and maybe he ends up being the guy down the line. We'll find out. Yesterday, they were the better team. And for the Celtics, you know, again, they're panicking a little bit up there in Boston. Don't worry about it. Your team's 27-10. What will happen? Will Gordon Hayward come back this year? I mean, I, that's the talk and the speculation. He's out of the boot. He's doing his rehab. He's actually walking. But, you know, again, it was a pretty severe injury. It was a very severe injury. And if he has the opportunity to come back come the spring, 3 months from now, and contribute in the playoffs, man, Boston's going to just thank their lucky stars. Because right now it's the Kyrie show. Tatum was good yesterday. Real good. Jaylen Brown wasn't. know, he was okay. Matchup of the Morris brothers, one starting, one not starting, but Marcus Morris was very good yesterday. But again, he's another guy at this point in his career. He's a 12.7 board guy and better served off the bench than being in your starting lineup. But within Brad Stevens' system, it works. And in yesterday's game, he had an impact. Got significant time, made some key shots, played really good defense. Now I'm looking at the other Morris Brothers lines. He actually didn't make any really good shots. He was 1-for-7. But he did play good defense. But that's what you get. You know, Brad Stevens is a mad chemist. He manages to put it together. And you know, it's funny. And this is strictly off of the fact that Ainge, when you look at his drafts since they fleeced the Nets, a lot of those guys are gone. Some were drafted, some were traded for, some were, you know, on the team already. But in many instances, his later drafts may end up being the ones that pay off for the Celtics. And what I mean by that, you know, Marcus Smart, as I talked about, good player, not an offensive threat, defensive superstar. You know, Tatum and Jaylen Brown are really the only two that are on the roster anymore. I mean, Zeller's gone and you know, the other big oofy doofy's gone. And, you know, Bradley went down the road. Crowder went down the road. You know, for all those draft picks that Danny Ainge had, there really haven't been true success superstar stories. Now, unfortunately for the Celtics, they never got the number one overall pick. Had they? Well, we'd be having a different conversation. But Danny certainly made the right call and then flipped the number one pick, you know, the last number one pick from the Nets for Kyrie Irving. So, I mean, you can't complain. But he never got that guy. And we'll take it out right there. We'll come back, finish some NBA right after the show. Timeout on Black Here or Not.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Baru on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So, yeah, you know, the question in Washington is not the talent. The question in Washington is strictly whether or not they're going to perform up to expectations. They have a very good coach who was not able to get his teams over the top. And that's going to start to come into play somewhere down the line. And they have a bunch of guys right in their prime. You know, Wall is now in his prime. Marcin is 33. You know, he's still a first-rate player. But how long is that going to last? You're going to have to look for a replacement for him somewhere down the line. And, you know, that ain't going to change. Wall and Beal, they are in their respective primes. Beal's 5 years in the league now. Same with Wall. Everybody thinks of Wall as a kid. He's 27 years old. He's in 7 years now. So the window is about halfway closed on this basketball team. Can they get there? Sure they can. But you can't turn around and lose games to Brooklyn. Beat Orlando. You know, beat the Celtics and then lose to another flunk team. That's where the inconsistency, that's where the frustration lies. So, we'll see. Anyway, that's it for this hour. We're going to come back with a little more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. And don't go anywhere. Just stay tuned for the news. We'll be back.